The Financial Times guides you through complex issues. In divisive times, don't settle for black and white. When you need the full perspective, turn to FT.com. Become a subscriber today. Search for FT subscription.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me right now for three charts in 3 minutes-ish is the lady that puts the art in chart. It's Nicola Duke. You're right, Nick.
Hey, yeah, good, thank you.
I've seen a pullback in cryptocurrencies, and this was my thought. I saw your tweet on it. What did you say? So, look at hourly charts, is that right? Because they're very volatile?
Yeah, they're very spiky, you know, they're very volatile, these cryptocurrencies. So you can mark a support and resistance level or a Fibonacci level, and it'll look like it's gone straight through it, you know, and then before the end of the hour, it'll bounce back and close above it.
Yeah.
So I was just cautioning people because a lot of people are looking at them really short term. You know, when volatile.
Yeah, go for it.
And when it's this volatile, don't be too short term. Wait and see where the hourly candles or the hourly price finishes. And that'll stop you getting squeezed out on the spikes.
Yeah, yeah. Well, this is my take on it. I don't really want to trade them. And I think there's a future. I mean, I'm not the only one saying this. I think there's a future in certain, you know, cryptocurrencies, a big future. But I don't really want to trade it. So I'm going to wait for like a 3-month low or something like that, or some kind of, you know, technical.
Yeah.
And wait for, or even a 6-month low, or even a 12-month low, and then get in and just sit and wait, you know, because at the moment they're hot. We know that people are trading. People are always trading this bubble. And I think
What's happened is every retail forex broker is now offering cryptocurrencies to trade as a CFD. So, like, that's caused massive interest. Like, they're super hot. And that's a really low bar to entry then, because you don't need anything. You just need to put, you know, 50 quid in your account.
You don't need
to buy a wallet or get a, you know, crypto dealer or anything. So,
but if you have a CFD, you're not owning the underlying asset, are you?
No, you're not.
It's a spread betting kind of thing, isn't it? So,
yeah.
I suppose, but it offers, yes. But it just shows the amount of interest now in this area. And it'll only build from here, you know? So I just think I'm going to, you know, let it have some kind of sell-off, you know, a material sell-off, and then get involved, I think. Because, like I said, it's very volatile. And if you try to trade day to day, you've got to be on it. And I can't be bothered to just be on it that actively, you know. Anyway, let's.
We should get a decent correction.
Yeah.
And everybody's talking about one now. My problem is that, as we know from stock indexes, whenever anybody expects a decent correction, we never get one.
Exactly. So it's got to be out of nowhere, essentially.
Everybody's got to be super bullish. Everybody's got to be in the pool and buying, and then we'll get a decent correction.
It's almost like it's got to rally again now to the previous highs, not, you know, and do a double top, isn't it, really, and then come back, you think, you know, that kind of thing.
We've seen in a lot of them is like wedge patterns, and you know, you see wedge patterns towards the end of trends, but they're never the end. There's always one more push.
Yeah. So maybe another rally towards the high, a previous high, and then a failure there, and then a pullback, because people will start thinking this, because the second time people think, oh, this is the rally now, this is going to go, it's going to go crazy, and everyone will jump in and they realise it won't get past the previous high. Maybe, I don't know, who knows. If I knew that, I'd be a billionaire. Let's go into stocks, Nick. So looking at the charts today, we've had a request for AAOG, which is Anglo-African Oil and Gas. I know it had a bit of some disappointing results of late, and people are a bit annoyed by that. But, the chart, what's it looking like, Nick?
So Anglo-African Oil and Gas is looking like it's trying to bottom. It's looking like it's trying to put in a higher low. And I'd really like to see it at least back to the 20-day moving average and to retest those previous lows. I think there's a really good chance that we can rally from here in an ABC correction to 2150, 2154. And only if we get back above sort of 21.6 do I think that we've got a bottom in. But certainly at the moment, a corrective bounce, the daily, you know, RSI's got well oversold. And we should see a pretty decent bounce from here. But that's what I'm looking at. And that's where the 20-day moving average is. You know, if we get back above the 20-day moving average, then I think it has a good chance. So at least from here, I think we'll see a rally to 2160. If we get above that, we can say we've bottomed.
Marvellous. And the next one is Hurricane Energy, HUR. It's come off of late, but where is the support? Where is it going? What's happening here?
Not so pretty today. Okay, so last week's low was the 50% retracement of the rally from the 2016 lows. And today we've broken below it, which is a bit depressing. That means that from here we're going to go back to the 61.8 next, which is at 31.40. So we're at 37, so we've still got another bit of a nasty drop to come. And that will put us back to the sort of September 2016 highs. I think there's pretty good support there. And I'd like to see what happens there. We should get a really decent bounce from there. And if we do, we'll at least bounce to retest the support at 46. So I would say watch for support at 31.40 in Hurricane Energy.
Marvellous. Okay, and the last one is, I had a good rise today on the announcement of a contract, which is worth a couple of million to them, and they're a tiny market cap company, so it's significant. And that's Starcom, or Star is the ticker. What do you reckon, Nick?
Yeah, Starcom. Though, if you look all the way back to 2016, you know, April, May, there's this pivot level and it's right at like sort of 2.3, 2.4. And since March, every time we've rallied, that's where we failed, around 2.3, 2.4. So we've got to get above that. And I think if we do, we'll have the power to get back above the 200-day moving average, which is at 2.65, and go back to the top of the wedge. That should take us to 3.5. Because we're back above the 200-day, I think there's a really good chance, after a bit of a wobble, that we can break out of that wedge, and then, yeah, we'd be looking at 6 from there.
Okay, so, all right.
We've got a few barriers to overcome. The first one thing we need to do in Starcom is have a daily close above 2.4. Then we've got a really good chance.
Okay, marvellous stuff. Nick, if you put those charts on the company pages and send me them as well, I'll put them on the blog at voxmarkets.co.uk/blog.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.